Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Welcome to Country Proud Living, episode 14, Joy, Finding Purpose and Pursuing Ideas. Choose to live in joy. Life goes by in the blink of an eye. It's too short to live upset, angry, resentful, or ungrateful. If you look for the good, you'll find it. Choose to be happy, to be at peace. Decide that each day is going to be a great day and grab each moment and make the best of it. Refuse to let negative thoughts take root in your mind and refuse to let negative people and situations drag you down. Trust your journey and know that if you make a mistake, it's okay. See it as a lesson learned and keep moving forward. Spend less time worrying and more time being grateful for those who love you and all of life's goodness. Choose to live in joy. So what is the difference between joy and happiness? And it's good to know the difference. Happiness is a feeling of contentment or satisfaction in the present moment based on what we do or how we behave. It can be fleeting, as it's based on external factors and is a reflection of something happening to you. And happiness is an emotion just like sadness. Happiness can be triggered by situations, people, events, or even thoughts. And examples of happiness can be feeling good when you exercise, when you spend time with loved ones who support you, like friends and family. Spend time outside, do purposeful work, do activities you enjoy. Joy is a deeper emotion than happiness because it comes from within, from a sense of purpose and meaning. It's more internal and connected to living a more authentic life. It's also an emotion just like happiness. However, it's also a state of mind because it's not based on external events. Examples of joy would be engaging in meaningful activities, volunteering, meditating, spending really good quality time with people who value you and you value yourself, and feeling fulfilled and content when you do those activities. So the difference between joy and happiness is typically a more fleeting emotion, often sparked by a particular moment or event that brings a sense of excitement or exhilaration. But joy, on the other hand, is a more long-lasting state of being, characterized by contentment and satisfaction with life overall. So you can kind of see the difference. One is more temporary and fleeting, and the other is sustained more over time and comes more from within than externally. There's a quote that I really like, and I actually have it on my gallery wall in my hallway. And it's a really cool little plaque somebody carved this into, which I love homemade things. Whoever made it, I just think was brilliant. And I just love the time people take to make things. So if you're a maker out there and make wonderful things for people, I salute you, because, you know, people really hold on to those things or appreciate them so much more as time goes on. I just think of all the things my Nana made me, like Afghan blankets, and she made me this treasured teddy bear, all kinds of different things. And I still have those things, and my kids have them now. And they've lived on since she's been gone since 2000. I think she passed in 2002. So those are treasures. But anyway, the quote that I wanted to share is by Mark Twain. And it is, "To get the full value of joy, you must have someone to divide it with." And I think that's really a beautiful thing to think about. Of course, I share a lot with my cowboy when we travel or go anywhere. Or even if we're just home, it's joy to share, you know? Just those everyday moments, I try to treasure too, just as much as the big ones. But, you know, there's a friend of mine who's actually leaving today for Nashville with a bunch of girlfriends. They've been going on trips together for 20 years. And I just think that's pretty awesome. Something to celebrate. And obviously, they're sharing the joy together, which I think is really cool. And there's other friends locally that I know that do kind of a similar thing. They go to Florida together and they do different activities together. So it's not just a soulmate or a guy or a hubby, it's friends also. So I just think it's kind of a cool quote. But again, it's to get the full value of joy, you must have someone to divide it with. And I just think it's such a beautiful, beautiful quote. So there's a movie called Joy, actually. And Jennifer Lawrence is in it, Robert De Niro, and Bradley Cooper. I didn't remember Bradley Cooper as much at the time because it was in 2015. I think he was really just becoming more popular then. The Rotten Tomatoes has it like 63% good and I don't know, 50 something bad. So it's not the greatest rating. It's probably half and half. But it was really inspiring and it was really a good movie. My bestie had told me about it. I've had some ideas brewing for years. I still do. I just don't have a lot of time to work on them, unfortunately, but someday I will. But it inspires people because she didn't take no for an answer. She just kept going no matter what. And I just think that is so cool. She is a woman entrepreneur who did a lot of really great things, and she just never quit. She just kept going. And she goes, "I don't want people to go through their life and say, I had this great idea, and then never do anything with it." So I just think that's kind of a cool message. And if you get a chance to watch it, I think it's worth watching, and very inspiring too. So that Joy movie I just mentioned a little bit earlier, my bestie had actually told me about it, because she thought, "Boy, I think Lori would really like this movie." I've shared with her some of my ideas that I have pursued. I've actually made some prototypes. I haven't done anything for a couple years, to be honest, but I still have a whole file of stuff about it. And I hope to actually do something with it someday, but I have too many other irons in the fire, so to speak, right now. But hopefully I'll get the time in the future to be able to pursue these ideas that I have. And a kind of fun little note is my great grandfather was an inventor, and I actually have his drawings that he had done, which I should really frame them and put them in my office. But he had a whole bunch of things that he had patented, which is really neat. And I'll have to share those sometime on a separate pod. But it's pretty cool. And the drawings are from, I want to say it's like the 1930s, maybe. I don't know. But I'll have to share them. I'll put them on Insta someday too, so you can see. But we always heard these stories growing up from my Nana, my dad's mom, my grandma. And she would always tell us about these inventions and all the stuff that he had done. But nobody ever saw evidence of it. So we always were like kind of, you know, after many, many years, kind of skeptical about it. But one day I was at my corporate job and I was searching for lighting for a prototype store that we were doing. And for whatever reason, I hopped onto this site that had like invention stuff or something. And so I searched his name and I found like five or six of them in the drawings. And I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. I called my brother. I called everybody I could think of in our family that knew this story and said, it's true. It's really true. There are these inventions. She wasn't kidding. And my uncle at the time lived in Texas. And, you know, they had heard these stories too their whole life. And he was so excited. It was so fun to tell him. He was pretty pumped up about it too. So it was kind of a fun little family story that I just wanted to kind of share. So the movie was based on Joy Mangano's life. She was the inventor and entrepreneur known for inventions like the self-ringing miracle mop, which she developed because she hated mopping her floors. So there you go. That's why people invent things, right? So they don't have to do it the hard way, which is cool. But she had so many different things that she's done. It's really incredible when you actually learn more about her. But she's named the named inventor of 71 patent families and 126 distinct patent publications. And I love this quote. She had been quoted as saying, I'm just like everybody else out there. I work, I have a house to clean, things to organize. We all have similar needs and I address them. And that's just basically what she did, you know. She introduced that miracle mop in 1990, and she's the one who demonstrated on the Home Shopping Network, just being her authentic self. And I think that's a lot of her success, is just being who she was. So I think that's pretty cool. So Joy Mangano has a new book called Inventing Joy, Dare to Build a Brave and Creative Life, which is on my read list right now, and I cannot wait to pick it up. But she kind of shares how she achieved her success, and which began with the invention of the miracle mop, and also how she continued to launch more than 100 products and patents. So I just find that fascinating. So I can't wait to read it. Hopefully you can pick it up too. If you have an idea out there to create an invention, you know, if you found a problem that you'd like solved, that's the biggest thing, because necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. If you have an idea out there, I hope you go for it. And I hope I hear about it someday. You'll have to let me know. Thanks for being here today. Have a great day. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.